This week we were supposed to think of a way that we can be a light in this dark world. And I got this verse here. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all those who are in the house. And that shows we can't just box ourselves in. We can't just go and live somewhere out and completely separate us from the world. And we have to be in the world and being a light to the world.
I can be a light by doing my part and just getting along with others and being true and giving. And if I'm doing that, others can be inspired to also do what's right and just be lights to others.
I thought about, there's some guys at work, they're pretty rough guys, but I was thinking if I could just do what I'm supposed to do without complaining and work hard without making a fuss about it, then that might be a good example.
I think day to day working with customers, if we treat them in a way to be helping them, not just, you know, to help ourselves, be honest with them and try to help them, I think that's a real light, because they realize that those people aren't just trying to help themselves, they're trying to help other people.
A way that I can be a light in these hard times, I can just be optimistic and find the good things in life, and just be cheerful, and because you can't be a light when you're grouchy.
Sometimes when you're working and stuff, you meet people that just talk about the negatives and things that are going wrong, and I could be a light and just be thankful and happy and live each day trying to do the right thing and just be thankful for what we have here.
I can be a light in the world by setting a good example to everyone around me.
One way to be a light is to just stay strong and be a leader and not a follower, and just shine your light bright. And I remember a story of an old man. It was at a monastery, and the young man walked up to the old man and said, "Father, how can we be in this world?" And he said, "You can be in this world, but not of it. And that you can be in the world, and but still have a higher calling."
I can be a light by helping those who need help and doing what I can do.
I can be a light by always doing what's right and being honest and just being a good Christian. And if you're doing my part, people will see that and take notice.
Being a light is like singing and giving a good example for other people who are struggling.
Being a light is loving one another and clinging to the treasure that God has given us, the treasure of His love, regardless of what the world does and around us. Jesus says, I think it's chapter 24 of Matthew, he talks about the love of many waxing cold because iniquity abounding. And I want to be encouraged, and I want to encourage everybody that we have the greatest gift that there is in the universe. And we don't have to let what the world is doing around us distract us from that. And we can be a light by, kind of like what Arthur said, I appreciated that people have a negative outlook and things are chaotic right now, and you know, it's so easy to be gloomy, but we need to take heart and keep the love of God in our hearts and show that to one another and into the world. And so on that note, I have an announcement to make. Molly and I have a date set for marriage on the 21st of February. And we both know that this love is from God, and we're excited to live out our love and live it until we enter eternity. So pray for us, and Lord bless you all.